WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. A new crisis in Ukraine. Sections of a major dam exploded, triggering widespread flooding in areas under Russian control. Both Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the damage is significant.
We're doing the best we can to assess those reports, and we are working with the Ukrainians to gather more information.
Former Governor Chris Christie is expected to launch his presidential campaign at an event in New Hampshire. Tomorrow, former Vice President Mike Pence officially kicks off his run in Iowa. Protests across France. Demonstrators clashing with police over President Macron's plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. It's D-Day. Commemorations taking place, marking 79 years since Allies stormed Omaha Beach to liberate Western Europe from German occupation in World War II. U.S. defense leaders at a cemetery overlooking the beach, the location of nearly 9,400 U.S. soldiers. This is ABC News. Vice President Harris at a union event in Philadelphia, talking about the wave of legislation limiting LGBTQ rights, mentioning the law in Florida that prohibits teachers from talking about LGBTQ issues.
It is being done through some perverse belief that the sign of strength of a so-called leader is based on who you beat down instead of what we know is the sign of a leader, who you lift up.
Retailers coming up with new tactics to combat shoplifting.
The security cameras at Ted's Borderland Hardware in Weslaco, Texas, recently captured video of a would-be thief.
She came in, picked up a roll of wire, and tried to return it.
Co-owner Hayden Ellis has begun posting videos like that on the store's Facebook page.
If you're going to come in and do this, we're going to do our best to put your face on the internet and get people to know you for that.
He's even come up with a new slogan.
We make thieves famous.
Ellis says the public shaming appears to be cutting into shoplifting at his store. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Rena Roy, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Department of Veteran Affairs said that hundreds of veterans were misdiagnosed at the Tomah VA Medical Center. U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough said Monday in Tomah that nearly 1,000 compensation and pension exams were done by Dr. Mary Jo Lanska, with about 600 veterans misdiagnosed. McDonough said that the issue is a top priority for the VA, which is still reviewing cases. Veterans who were denied claims can seek reevaluation of their cases. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed that Dr. Lanska was no longer working at the Tomah VA. Representative Derek Van Orden called the issue systemic and said that something needs to be done across the board. An air quality alert is in effect until 6 o'clock for western and southwestern Wisconsin, from St. Croix, Dunn, and Eau Claire counties north down to the Wisconsin-Illinois state line. The DNR said that Canadian wildfire smoke is moving through western Wisconsin today. Children and people with certain respiratory health conditions should avoid being outside for long periods of time. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to EmmanuelsMix.com. That's EmmanuelsMix.com. And get snacking.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Or recruitersloungemn.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. This sucker working now? No. Camera's not working, huh? Well, that lucky you. We'll get that up and running here, because Lord knows nothing got me into radio more than being on TV. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Matt, Patrick here. We've got Cooligan coming on, and Patrick Cooligan from the Minnesota Reformer. They've got a big story there about the changes to the judicial system that happened. They're going to be talking to Brett about that. It's much nicer outside than yesterday and the day before were just, ugh. You okay in there, Patrick? Yep. All right. Well, Patrick's trying to get the video up and running. Hopefully that will work here pretty soon. I hope you're having a good day. It is a lot warmer, or a lot less warm than it was the last few days here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Looking a lot nicer out there, and I hope you get a nice chance out there. The traffic is people say, oh, no one's going in the office, no one's going down there. So where are all these freaking people going, man? The traffic seems to be just as bad as it always has been back pre-pandemic now, especially Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. And I know conservative, I'm on the roads and there is no one on the roads. I don't see anyone. Shut up. I mean, it's out there. People are going back to work. As a matter of fact, someone told me, was it one of the banks, US Bank's going to go back in August now? People are coming back. I think that it clearly is one of those things where you're getting a lot of people get back downtown. And then, of course, you have all the people that are living downtown. So, yeah, this entire argument about things being, empty and bad, I'm not seeing it. Weekends seem to be packed downtown, man. Weekends seem to be packed. And, yes, there is a little bit of crime. Not going to deny that. Undeniable. As a matter of fact, let me start off with the... with the crash, there is an element of this story about the six kids in the Kia that crashed here that I think is just one of the, just to tell you how stupid these kids are. It did not go well. Authorities say a pursuit of a stolen vehicle with six Utes inside ended in North Minneapolis Monday when the driver hit another car and both vehicles crashed into a bus shelter, hurting a pedestrian inside. Hennepin County Sheriff's Office say members of its Violent Offender Task Force, including Minneapolis Police and other agencies, were working in joint operation in North Minneapolis when they saw a silver Kia traveling erratically just before noon. Law enforcement pursued the Kia as they discovered it had been tied to several armed robberies that morning. The driver of the Kia fled. Officers eventually crashed into the blue SUV near the intersection of Olson Memorial Highway and Penn Avenue North. Both vehicles then smashed into the Metro Transit bus station, injuring a man inside of it and destroying the structure. How the guy that was inside of it didn't get more injured, I don't know. You got to see the pictures of this thing. It is pretty nasty. The sheriff's office said the stolen Kia's passengers, five boys and one girl, all tried to flee on foot but were arrested. This is where it gets... You got to see the picture of this car. And this car, literally, it had to have rolled. It had to have rolled. Airbags off. Every side of it crushed, ding, dented, ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. Every side of it. And, yeah, they had to be injured. They tried to run. They did not get far. All of them were arrested. In total, eight people were hurt in the crash. All expected to survive. The six juveniles were taken to area hospital as well as an injured pedestrian. The woman who was driving the blue SUV was treated at the scene. The Hennepin County Sheriff's Office policy about starting the chase, according to their manual, the chase can be initiated when it's reasonable to believe the suspect is attempting to evade arrest or detention. Deputies also say they have to consider 13 factors, including the seriousness of the suspected crime, how busy the area is, and the time of day. I think that's all makes sense. The manual says an immediate apprehension of the suspect is generally not more important than the safety of the public. sheriff's office spokesperson confirmed the choosing to start Monday's chase was consistent with department policy. Minneapolis Police Department loosened its chase policy last month, adding felony firearm discharges to the crimes which are acceptable to go after someone. The change allowed for a recent chase that ended with Chief Brian O'Hara running down and arresting a young suspect wanted on gun charges. I will say this. I think the jury's still out a little bit on what's going to happen with O'Hara, but I think I'm sensing a different mentality here. They got all these guys. They seem to be getting a lot of these guys off the streets, which is good. Now, the one thing I saw this, was this Care 11 had this one? Or the Pioneer Press? The driver was 12. Everyone else in the car was like 15, 16. The driver was 12. You know, I want to, once again, I understand Hennepin County Attorney's Office now mentality as well. They were young kids that nearly killed all those people. Well, let me get my stern wagging finger out, and I guarantee you they'll think twice before doing this again. You got to hold. I'm not saying you lock them up for life, but you know, nearly killed the guy in the bus stop. They could have killed anyone at any point. I don't care the kid was 12. There's got to be some level of consequences here, because if you just let them go back to mom, I'll tell you what. I mean, if I was nearly killed by this car and I found out the Hennepin County attorney was going to be like, oh, well, you know what? Well, you know, we're going to let them get a 3-strike rule on this one. Come on. And once again, I'm not saying you'll lock him up for life. I'm not saying that. But I hear a lot of people making excuses for the criminals. What I don't hear is how do you hold them accountable in a society? And yeah, sure, I get a little bit of the kumbaya side of things on the left side of the aisle here, where it's kind of like, Matt, if you just took them camping once, take them camping, they'll realize their mistakes and everybody's going to be happy. No, that generally doesn't work. And I'm for conflict resolution that is not necessarily hard time, you know, for minor offenders. But this theft, multiple attempted robberies, evading police, nearly killing some people, I think we've graduated here. And I don't want to have, there's going to be a study that's out here. And trust me, what I'm really saying here with this story and with the stories that I've kind of talked about with this is I can already see the cab coming down the street with its doors wide open. I guarantee you Republicans are keeping track of every one of these incidents, every one of what's going on. And if they can confirm that a kid who is been at 12 years old, stole a car and rolled it and was part of a bunch of armed robberies and was let go with you better pinky swear you're not going to try this again. And then when they're 14, they stole a car and nearly killed somebody. And, oh, now we're going to get the real serious wagging finger out. Waggy, 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 waggy. And then they're doing this. It doesn't give you the feeling that you are solving this problem. It seems like what you're trying to do is prove a theory and failing spectacularly at it. And I think you've got to be careful with if you're going to basically say, well, we're going to let them home after 3 months. Really? Really? Like I said, I'm not saying that this is a person that needs to go to jail till they're 30, for goodness sakes. I'm not saying you charge the 12-year-old as an adult. But I think that at this point, considering the nature of these crimes, a few years in juvenile detention is warranted. But Matt, is that really solving the problem? I don't know. I mean, if you're not aware, in December, I was hit by a drunk driver. One of the things that I've done in a lot of the reading that has happened here is the fact that there is this mentality when it comes to drunk drivers specifically of, well, what do you do? Well, we can basically, you know, do anything here, but they're going to still drink and drive. Well, then lock them up. Lock them up. If that's what it has to mean, at the 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th, 14th time you've had someone drunk as a skunk driving down the road, at what point do you think, well, we'll just drive you home and promise us not to go hit the Jack Daniels again? That's not working. It's not working. And you have to ask the question of what do you do to keep the community safe? You have someone who clearly does not care about their own life, let alone anyone else's, who will eventually kill somebody drinking and driving. Maybe themselves, maybe someone else, maybe multiple people. And when that does happen, and it's the 15th time, you guys are, what were we supposed to do? Keep the public safe. And I'm not saying the 12-year-old has a long criminal history already, but if you don't basically make it to where there are some consequences for what is clearly criminal behavior, then can you really blame anyone else when that kid basically commits a crime? When you had the shooting up in Brooklyn Park and you had the two shooters, and I'm not saying you let the guy that was manipulating the kids, absolutely, that guy needs to go to jail too. But the people that pulled the trigger that murdered the woman, they need to go to something more than what they were going to get. 18 months of juvie, then home for DoorDash and Netflix. That is not punishment, especially for murder. But Matt, their brains aren't developed. Well, but they've murdered somebody. In this case, these kids, 15, 16-year-olds and a 12-year-old, they've committed multiple crimes, multiple problems. They've got you can't just give the stern wagging finger and say, Mom, you got to promise us you're going to chew them out a little bit. I mean, frankly, if I can be blunt, I think you could already look and say that there has been a failure of the parental level already. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to necessarily say, you know, particulars, but at the same time, if you're a kid, you don't know where your kid's at and your kid's gone, your kid's 12 years old. God, I think about when my kids were 12, if they disappeared for 4 hours committing, you know, as they were out stealing cars, committing crimes, you know, I understand parents are working. I understand this, but there's something that is broken here. And you've gotten to a point where a 12-year-old stealing a car, committing multiple burglaries, nearly killing people and destroying a bus shelter while they roll a car. Something bad's going on here. And no, I don't want to hear the kumbaya crap. I don't want to hear the, well, Matt, you know, 16 strikes and you're out. Come on, man. I'm not saying you lock them up for life. I want to make sure of that. I mean, that's what Republicans say. They should lock them up and throw away the key. That's their mentality every time. But we when you're fixing a broken judicial system, which I fully believe the system has been horribly broken, I think it's top to bottom. You know, the system has been racist, bias, class bigoted, you know, that, you know, you're middle, lower class. You got basically you're going to get treated very differently than the wealthy do. I mean, I remember that from a few years ago when we talked about the child sex offender that was actually, you know, he came back to his parents' house. That was in my neighborhood. And what do you do? And I had someone call me up and said, well, if they're wealthy, what they do is they basically get that class status negotiated down so they don't have to report it. You know, and it's, you know, very much a two-tiered system. You got problems in the system, but you can't just sort of sit there all the time and hope for the best. Because if the kids are going wrong, well, that's going to come back. And all of a sudden it becomes very difficult for me, for the people that love this city, to continually basically sit there and say, we're not screwing up, we're making things better, when all of a sudden it's, oh, here's the 16-time offender. They've spent a total of 4 weeks in juvenile hall, and now they've actually killed somebody. And then the question is, will they actually do more than 4 months in juvenile hall after that? Not locking them up for life, but you have to have some sort of punishment to where they say, okay, I get it now. I get it. Yeah. The next 2-3 years of my life, I'm going to be in juvenile hall. I'm not going to be home for the holidays. I'm not going to be seeing family members. And I get that. All right. Got it. Don't want to do this again. while they're there, give them a quality education, help them stay in school, help them get good grades, or, God forbid, we encourage people to get into the trades, which desperately need people. Doesn't matter which trade we're talking about. Give them the lessons for a life that they head on out there, and they can basically, as soon as they get out, they can either go back to school and resume their school education, or they can go out and get into the trades. I'm 100% for that. Absolutely. But you can't just look at people that are doing this stuff and saying, well, I gave them a stern talking to. I think they've learned their lesson and think you're going to get good results. I don't think that that's the way you want to go with this. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. I got to talk about the gross overreaction by the Republican Party in just a moment. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors. You'll find high quality food and unique eating experiences with dishes from around the world. Just visit eatlocalminnesota.com for your next meal. Come visit the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. For breakfast, try the slow-cooked brisket hash, hippie cakes, and meat waffle. While for lunch, enjoy favorites like the buttermilk fried chicken sandwich or veggie burger. Hazel's is open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 8, with a Sunday brunch from 8 to 2. Located off 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis. More at hazelsne2go.com. If you're craving barbecue, then don't drive too fast or you will miss Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue, located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis. Scott Jamama's offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. The potato salad, spicy baked beans, and twice-baked potatoes should not be missed. More details at scottjamamas.com.
In retirement, it's all about income, your money, making money, while still controlling your principal. If your portfolio has recently taken a big hit, you're not set up for retirement income. We're Ferguson Financial, and that's what we do. We position portfolios to generate retirement income. Learn how it's done. Call us today, 888-429-5569, and check out our retirement income program, Sunday mornings at 9.
When it comes to houses, disassembly is our game, deconstruction is our fame. There are some bucks for your project. Better Futures Minnesota is your contact.
Instead of demolishing your home, let us take it apart by hand, and we can find the building materials a new home. Limited funds are allotted in 2023 for Hennepin County residents and public entities to make deconstruction even more affordable. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Hopefully I have that stream back up and running here before too much longer here for all those that like to watch their radio. I'm going to do like the Replacements did. Remember when the Replacements said they had to make a music video for one of their songs? And so they basically had a picture of the guy putting the record on, and he sat there and they just kept the camera right on the record player. Ah! Oh, God, was that a great one. Maybe we'll just put an image of a radio up there. It's like, there you go, you're watching radio. There you go. Like the old timey days. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So let me wade back into the subject that we talked about yesterday, namely the Republican Party of Minnesota. Now, I want to be very clear here. I once again have said I am not a fan of dancing on people's graves. I'm not. I am not a fan of that. You know, it's now, once again, you're sure, Hitler, Stalin, Epstein, sure, knock yourself out. Heck, I might even do a jig myself. But someone you disagree with politically, you know, no, I don't necessarily think that that's necessarily a good thing. Even someone as bad as, they like, Nixon or even a Trump, the reality is at the end of the day, someone loves the guy and someone's family. And I, you know, and you know, it's as much as that might be hard. I mean, I would like for you to think about that for a second. Is like when someone has passed away, how would you feel is if all of a sudden your parent passed away and 10 years later, someone's posting something about your parents sucked. Thank God your parents gone. You're like, dear Lord, tone it down, man. It's just I'm not a fan of that. And so, yeah, I am. And I was, you know, pretty much, you know, yesterday. Fairly clear that I thought Brianna Rose Lee was wrong. Now, what she did was put out a post 19 years ago today. Ronald Reagan did one good deed for the world, followed by a heart emoji talking about him dying. Now, Reagan was horrible. He was. I mean, as much as Republican, and by the way, Republicans, stop acting like, for goodness sakes, Reagan. Have you seen your party today? Reagan wouldn't be wanting anything in there. And as a matter of fact, you probably would kick Reagan out as a rhino. You would. You would. Reagan wouldn't even identify this party anymore. Have no idea. Now, Reagan did a lot of bad things. The ignoring of the AIDS epidemic as people were dying in mass, and in mass they were indeed dying in this country. The flooding of our inner city streets with drugs to basically get, you know, African Americans on drugs and then use them as a prop in their war on crime, their war on drugs. Ugly. Iran-Contra. Come on, man. And there are multiple other things the guy did that were just bad. And that's not even getting down into the stuff about whether or not. Yeah, well, and we now know for a fact that he indeed was trying to negotiate with the Iranians to hold our hostages until after the election because he was terrified that if the hostages were released before the 1980 election, that Carter would have won. And we now know that. We now know there are people that have validated that story, that indeed that Reagan had been trying to get in touch with the Iranians during his campaign. So actively working against the United States of America. Horrible. Horrible. Still would not dance on the guy's grave. He still was horrible. And Republicans just get over it. Because like I said, if Reagan was around today, if you look at Reagan, you would have booted him out. He's like Joe Manchin. And I'm dead serious. And that tells you a lot about Joe Manchin too, by the way. But no, you would boot him out of the party. Hand easily. You would say, we represent Reagan, so you, Reagan, have to go. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So Reagan was not a great president. Still, though, I don't believe he danced on people's graves unless they are the worst of humanity. And no, as bad as he wasn't Hitler. He wasn't Stalin. He wasn't Jeffrey Epstein. Ba-ding, done. Now, that being said, it is amazing to watch the Republicans act indignant about this. For them to sit there, okay, just and I put this up on Twitter just since January, and this is a short list. The right has consistently attacked the LGBTQIA plus politicians of the state, mocked the hungry, viciously attacked teachers with lies, attacked immigrants, vilified the transgender community and their families, and attacked Joe Biden and Governor Walz. And they attacked Joe Biden as, oh, he's senile. He's crazy. He can't function. He's drooling. He's horrible. I mean, that's not coming from this insane asylum that is the far right troll machine and voting base. That's coming from Republican politicians. That is coming from Republican politicians. So do not try to act as if we are these decent, civil people. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. 9 out of 10 horrible statements made by politicians in this country come from frickin' Republicans. So it's kind of a freaking hoot that occasionally when the Democrats get one swing back on you guys, you act as if, oh my God. Please, you're not fooling anybody. Now, I will say, if I can start off with the Star Tribune, what are you doing, man? Why are you carrying the Republican Party's water like this? Now, they've changed this article to point out that indeed there have been some things that have been said by Republicans, which are less than stellar. I could go back to, say, Nate Neuberger making a racist comment on the House floor. Yeah, I remember that. You have to go back that far. No, gosh, you go watch the video from this last session. Just watch some of the things that have been said. Such a petulant little group of children that the Republican Party is. I mean, you guys are horrible. But here's the Star Tribune saying, we've got a press release from the Minnesota GOP. Get a writer on this. We have to drum up outrage. Come on, man. Where are you guys when these guys say these other things? When the Republican, for God's sakes, Anton Lazaro was convicted and the Republicans, their sphincters went so damn tight you couldn't hear them for miles. And at no point did you go on out there and make the very fair comparison that this was an insider within the Republican Party. At no point when these far right groups went out there and attacked Representative Lee Finke that you guys ignored that. You didn't basically sit there. You kind of just shrug your shoulders and say, what are we supposed to do? When Drazkowski comes on out there and attacks the hungry people. At no point are you guys saying, where's the condemnation from Republicans? Nope. You guys don't do that. You're not doing any of that. So please forgive me if I have to ask the Star Tribune what the hell you guys are thinking you're doing. Because I guarantee you this, you sure as hell are not going to cover the next time a Republican says something about, oh, did Joe Biden, since he's such an old guy, did he poop his depends? You're not going to even freaking cover that. So I have no idea why all of a sudden you're once again back to, well, we'll just print this Republican Party of Minnesota press release verbatim and act like we're a news organization. Please. And like I said, you changed your story because clearly you are so damn biased in even covering this, considering what you've ignored the Republicans saying over the last, few months. You yourselves are basically, you need to be called out. Now, I will come back. I will address more of this when I do return. But yeah, it's unfortunate this happened, but come on, man. This is the arsonist running around saying, hey, did you see that guy starting the fire? I mean, what are you guys doing? And the Star Tribune ignoring the other fires and saying, we've got our culprit now. Please, come on, guys. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Minnesota has made history by becoming the 12th state to pass paid family and medical leave into law. Starting on January 1st, 2026, you can take up to 12 weeks of paid leave when welcoming a new family member, facing a health challenge, or caring for a loved one. No longer will you have to choose between your job and your health or family. Join us in extending a heartfelt thank you to our legislators for their unwavering commitment to Minnesota families.
Paid for by Isaiah. Visit isaiahmn.org to learn more.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. Our station is located on a marsh, and we do our best not to disturb that environment. So I was thrilled to discover Natural-On. Their safer products and soil tests ensure that your lawn will be healthy, lush, and green. I don't even have to worry about bringing my furry friend to the station, thanks to the great care from Natural-On. I highly recommend Natural Lawn to keep your lawn beautiful, healthy, without compromising safety and sustainability. More at naturallawn.com.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Hey, it's Patrick. While you and your family are ready for summer, make sure your home is ready for summer too. There are going to be a lot of people over at your house for those barbecues and graduation parties in June, so make sure to check in with my friends at Zero Res to make sure your floors are in tip-top shape. And now that summer is finally here, it's time to take advantage of Zero Res's best deal of the year. Carpets, tile, rugs, upholstery, basically every surface in your home can be Zero Resified, so it's time to call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts and your dryer vent clean too. You've waited and now you save. Book now and take advantage of the summer sale and get 20% off all services. Schedule your appointment by calling 952-ZERO-RES or going to ZeroResMinnesota.com and asking for the AM 950 special. Backward or forward spells the same. Zero Res.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies today with a high near 84. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 81.
Warner Stellion has grill savings you can't find at big box warehouses. Score the lowest prices of the year on gas grills, pellet smokers, and griddles. Plus, get 3 boxes of no-name meats and seafood. Then our pros assemble and deliver for free. Only from Warner Stellion.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. So, Lee does take down the tweet. I mentioned a lot of this yesterday. She takes down the tweet. She does make the good point. It's kind of hilarious for these same people, who were chanting "Hang Mike Pence" not too long ago. Is genuinely funny. And here's what I'll throw back at Han is like, where was your condemnation of all that? Where was your con? Oh, that's right. You don't want to do that now because you're afraid of upsetting your base. That's right. Or when you remember when you had Republicans consistently saying there were kitty litter boxes in elementary schools because there were children that identified as kitty cats, and you guys went to the freaking dark web and believed the conspiracy theories that were just being pulled out of someone's backside and ran with them because you just wanted it to be true. And I remember the one guy getting interrupted, that's not true. It's not? Because they wanted it to. Where was the condemnation for any of that? See, the Republican Party is a 10-year-old boy who has a little brother who he constantly punches. Punch, 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 punch. All the time. Finally, one day, the little brother says enough's enough and just clocks the big brother. And all of a sudden, the big brother, what do they do? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mom, he hit me. I was doing nothing wrong. I was sitting here all by myself doing nothing wrong. And without warning, he attacked me. Whatever happened to the civility and decency? So much for the tolerant left. And that's what's going on. Which, by the way, the hell with you, Star Tribune. What the hell are you doing this for, man? The other side can basically burn down the state, and then all of a sudden someone lights a match on the left. It's like, oh, look, we got to get a story in on this. Come on, man. Seriously, the Republican Party of Minnesota, I couldn't say it better. The Republican Party of Minnesota is a 10-year-old bully beating up on his little brother, and every once in a while the little brother punches him back and he blubbers. I can't believe you hit me back. Now, once again, I want to say this. I don't believe in dancing on anyone's grave, but the Republican Party of Minnesota needs to really shut up about what the standards are about, you know, civility and decency. Like I said, you guys want to make a comment about Anton Lazaro? You guys want to talk about any of the comments you made? The attacks that went on? The attacks from the right that went on? You don't? Oh, you're just going to feel like you've been attacked because someone went after Ronald Reagan. By the way, a politician your party abandoned about 20 years ago as far as any kind of standard. And it is the truth. You look at your party today, it's nothing like it was under Reagan. I mean, this is just disgusting. But you guys like to think that you're Reagan, even though you wouldn't even tolerate Reagan being in the Republican Party if he was around today. So, you know, that's the thing. And I'm disappointed in the Star Tribune. Yeah, I'm disappointed in Lee. Probably shouldn't have danced on anyone's grave. I'm laughing hysterically at the feigned outrage from the Republican Party of Minnesota. Who, you poor little boo-boo kitties. You poor little boo-boo kitties. I will say this. The Minneapolis DFL has kind of lashed out at the Minnesota DFL a little bit. And basically gone after Ken Martin and Governor Walz a little bit. You know, I don't know. Was Ken Martin a little more heavy-handed? This is the quote that he put out there. While there is nothing wrong with debating the policies and legacies of elected officials, mocking the passing of an American president is beyond the pale, Martin said. We expect better of leaders within our party and will continue holding ourselves to high standards that Minnesotans deserve. He says it doesn't reflect the values of the DFL party. I guess the Minneapolis DFL was expecting blind allegiance, or what Republicans do, which is basically tighten their sphincters and say nothing. They're no comment, no comment. And that's what Republicans do. When a Republican says something truly atrocious, the Republican Party doesn't comment on it, and the Star Tribune doesn't report it. Ta-da! You see? Double standard. But the reality is that I think that all you could have said was, I wouldn't have said that, and I don't believe in dancing on people's graves. End of story. You've made a comment on it. To a point, you condemn it. You say, I don't agree with that. I don't think you need to drag him out there. And that's kind of leading to this. Now, granted, Minneapolis DFL has some problems here, has some real problems. By the way, the Minneapolis Republican Party as well has a few problems, too. If you didn't catch the picture that was sent to me, I posted this morning. This is a picture of the head of the Minneapolis GOP, Sean Holster, flashing a white supremacist sign while standing with the members of the Three Percenters, a fascist white supremacist organization. So, yeah, hey, Han, you wanna condemn? You're not going to, are you? Are you? You're crying too much. Your little brother punched you back, you say. Oh, no. Glass houses, dude. Glass houses. I think that you guys have to just kind of pull back here a little bit. Now, the Republicans are going to always play the victim because it's all they've got. It's all you've got. DFL, you had a fantastic session here. You passed a lot of things. I'm a little bothered still by the Uber Lyft thing, but hopefully you will get worked out there. And even the Mayo Clinic stuff, even though that gutted the nurses' ability to care for the patients on a more effective level, Mayo Clinic does seem like they're going to follow through at least on some development. We'll keep a track of that, make sure that goes down there. So you have a lot of good things that you can look forward to. So the Republican Party is desperately going to be looking to derail you. And you just got to be smarter than this. This is getting smarter. Now, it doesn't help that the Star Tribune, for some reason, is carrying the water of the Republican Party. I'm like I said, I'm kind of stunned after all the stuff the Republicans have said this last session about Democrats and about the people of Minnesota and about the poor and the needy and immigrants and the LGBTQ. I'm stunned at how much the Republican Party, the Star Tribune, is running with this story. It tells me a lot right there. Because I guarantee you, when Jimmy Carter passes away, and undeniably one of the boneheads of the Republican Party, probably a Republican from Minnesota, says something insensitive, you think the Star Tribune is going to go on out there and post anything about that? Of course not. Of course not, man. Of course not. Hey, they can prove me wrong, and if they do, I'll admit it. But I'm not holding my breath. And that is coming. And we all know it's coming. And I mean, that's Han is basically probably sitting there saying, oh, okay, we're going to send another email. No one makes fun of Jimmy Carter when he passes away, or else we lose our ability to feign the outrage about the Reagan thing. You know it's coming. Oh, and they're already waiting for it. I can already tell you. Republicans have already written up the, you know, worst president ever in America. If you want to celebrate that, fine. You know, there you can already see it coming. So I expect the Star Tribune to have full coverage of this when it does happen. Or else they're just playing, you know, favorites, and that the Republicans get this kind of treatment. And like I said, they can burn down half the city and Democrats light a Bic lighter and they're like, look, fire. You know, like, really? But the reality is that Minneapolis DFL, don't become internet trolls. Just don't. You don't have to. It's, I get it. You're on the far left of the Democratic Party and you don't feel like you're getting the support you deserve. Well, you guys got to clean up what's going on in that city quite a bit. Your own DFL within the city is having a lot of issues, and you need to start worrying about that a little bit more than whether or not you're getting the respect and the cover from the DFL party headquarters that you think you deserve. Ken Martin, guys, you know, less is better. If you give Republicans the feeling like they've got a toehold, they'll start tap dancing. And reality is when you go on out there and you harshly condemn something like this, I'm not saying it wasn't bad. Like I said, I don't believe in dancing on people's graves. But all you did was embolden. This is exactly like Target. This is exactly like Target. You've emboldened the far right, and Target's wondering, the second they started moving things to the back of the store, they're starting to wonder why all of a sudden their stores are getting infiltrated by zealots who are desperately trying to get TikTok views. Well, it's because you guys opened the door. And as opposed to having your security guys just grab these people and say, we're going to, you know, get out of our store. We're selling a legal product. You're trespassing and you're gone. You guys basically is like, well, the bullies have a point. No, don't do that, man. Don't do that. They don't have a point. They're just trying to be bullies. And you play right into their hands. But please, Republican Party. Come on, man. Come on, man. Have you seen the cesspool your party has become? Have you seen the cesspool your party has become? Because you are so desperate to hold on to that extremist far right who's been emboldened, that you basically will tolerate anything being said or done. You welcome in the looniest of freaking conspiracy theories. You attack without, you know, information or merit. You constantly vilify everyone as the worst that's ever lived, regardless of the situation. And you say a lot of just plain freaking mean-spirited stuff. That it's hard to believe that you guys are, as you say, Christians. So, please, I'm laughing at you. Like I said, I can criticize Lee, but you guys are upset about this? You guys. The constant loony ball train of insults and you know, dismissive, uncivil, undecent behavior. You guys are all of a sudden upset. Oh, gee willikers. Golly gosh. I don't know. Your outrage is nullified. And whereas I agree that you don't dance on anyone's grave, stop acting like you basically, after 30 years of you constantly going on the attack, and finally your little brother lands one back at you, don't act like you're the victim, because you look like a joke. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
One of the best things about living in Golden Valley is that it celebrates the LGBTQ community. Did you know that Golden Valley has more LGBTQ households per capita than any city in Minnesota? Did you also know that the Golden Valley Pride Festival was the first suburban pride festival in Minnesota? On Saturday, June 10th, come to Brookview Park in Golden Valley for the Golden Valley Pride Festival from noon to 6 p.m. and celebrate our fifth anniversary. The festival highlights our LGBTQ families, their friends, and allies in the spirit of promoting greater understanding of Golden Valley's rich and growing diversity. The event will feature two stages with live performances all day, food trucks and food vendors, a kids area with games, a beer, wine, and cider tent, as well as more than 70 community, business, and sponsor tents and exhibitors. There will also be kickball and volleyball games. Go to GoldenValleyPride.com for more information. That's GoldenValleyPride.com. We can't wait to see you at Golden Valley Pride Festival.
Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood restaurant in the Whittier neighborhood at 26th and Lindale. Nightingale has patio, dining room, and bar seating available. Plus, they still have takeout and delivery. Their menu has lots of delicious options like the famous Nightingale Burger and Fries, Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings, Smoked Chicken Liver Pate, and more. They're open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with their full menu until midnight. So make the friendly neighborhood Nightingale your go-to restaurant in South Minneapolis. Place an order, make a reservation, and more at nightingalempls.com.
Over 98% of people who experience sexual harassment or sexual assault in the workplace choose not to report it. Whether it's the fear of retaliation, belief that a bystander will report it, or worry about career advancement, at MJSB Employment Justice, we help employees take a stand. I'm Bree Johnson, partner at MJSB Employment Justice, a 50% women-owned law firm. If you feel unsure what to do following sexual harassment, we will be your voice to speak your truth.
Be heard. You deserve better. Contact us today for a free consultation at MJSBjustice.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's a Matt McNeil Show. Speaking of Target here, now South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. I think one of the things which is funny about Republicans is they still claim to be pro-business. I mean, they're not. They are only pro-business if that business basically backs up their political decisions and their political narrative. And that's it. And they have, it is amazing to me how they have gone out and basically given up that ghost. I mean, it used to be. I mean that was, you want a difference between a Republican today and Republican back in the 1980s. And the Republican in the 80s, no business ever did anything wrong. I mean, you know, they were always given the benefit of the doubt. There, it didn't matter if the executives or the CEO was a Democrat or Republican. The holy grail was the business. Today, look at Republicans from DeSantis down in Florida to the Republicans in Minnesota saying boycott Target. The state's second biggest business and I think it's the second largest employer in the state. And Republicans in the state of Minnesota have encouraged a boycott of that business. That's amazing. Kristi Noem is another one, South Dakota governor. Once again, anti-business Kristi Noem. She's lashed out at Target executives over a charitable donation given to a group that supports the return of federal land, including Mount Rushmore, to Native Americans. Target has found itself in the center of right-wing anger over corporations supporting social causes, including LGBTQ plus rights and racial equity programs, accusing these companies of turning their backs on conservatives. The brouhaha began with backlash towards some of Target's 2023 Pride collection, which, once again, I think Target, the mistake you made was starting to cave to the bullies. You don't do that. You just don't do that. And now, look, they feel like they're emboldened. Now they're looking for reasons to go after you because now they've built up that target is against us to their base. And so now they're looking for reasons to pile on. And frankly, you know what? I think that, maybe it's going to take a case where you shut down all the targets in South Dakota and all of a sudden you put, 10,000 people out of work. And all of a sudden they're like, wait a second here. What are you doing? We didn't mean for you to shut down. We just were critical of you. We're not welcome here. We're not welcome here. So, and I think that's some to a point. That's what you kind of have to do. And maybe that's a lot of loss, but the reality is that might be what you have to do because I guarantee you this, if all of a sudden the only, quick side story. I saw firsthand back in the 90s, I was working for a radio station in Eldora, Iowa, KDAO. And I saw what Walmart did to rural Minnesota, or rural Iowa. And in rural Iowa, one Walmart opened 20 miles away. They literally went to every grocery store, every pharmacy, every clothing store. They would price check everything. There was a local pharmacy that was in Eldora that was a cute little pharmacy that no matter what they put on sale, it was for 5 cents cheaper at the Walmart. And they would put it specifically in the ads. And they couldn't figure it out. They wouldn't let people in. They must have had people with hidden cameras walking through the store, getting all their prices. The second all the pharmacies closed down, what did that Walmart do? Jacked up their prices. That's what they did. That's what we saw down there. Because they didn't have any competition. They ran all the competition out and said, all of a sudden, now we're the only game in town. So you can drive down to Des Moines an hour and a half if you want to, or you can basically just shop here. Well, maybe that's what they need, because I guarantee you this. If all of a sudden all they had was Walmart, I guarantee you Walmart wouldn't be nearly as affordable as it is now, because the only reason that Walmart is probably as cheap as it is because they're trying to keep up with the prices that Target has. So you basically, It would hurt them because they'd lose employers, jobs. They would also lose revenue, and they'd also, basically be stuck with a one major retail state. And I guarantee you, you're not going to get the cheapest prices there. Noel, a Republican, shared a Fox News report calling attention to the donations on Monday. Target wrote in its webpage highlighting the organization's charitable donations that the nonprofit received a grant of in 2022 through the amount of the fundraising funding was unclear. Target's leftist executives supporting giving away Mount Rushmore. Not on my watch, Noam tweeted. America's symbol of freedom will endure. Newsweek has already reached out to Target and they for comment. They have not heard back. Mount Rushmore is on stolen Lakota land and its very existence is a symbol of white supremacy. That, according to the organization, urging the return of native land to the Lakota. This is Nick Tilson, the NDN Collective president and the CEO, said in a 2020 press release, the opposing of the ongoing desecration of our sacred land and asking for the return of Lakota lands where Mount Rushmore is situated. We're not saying anything that our parents, grandparents, and great grandparents haven't already said. The Lakota have opposed Mount Rushmore since the very beginning. Conservatives have criticized Target for its commitments to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Heaven forbid they actually try to represent everybody. Conservatives have pushed back against these policies, not only from Target, but other companies, including Chick-fil-A, who once again, Chick-fil-A was the belle of the Republican ball for years. And now all of a sudden they had an inclusivity director at Chick-fil-A and they're all upset. Hey, you guys, it's funny watching you guys squirm. It really is. But needless to say, they're a private business. So officially, and Democrats, get ready for the ad campaign. You need to start hammering home that Republicans are anti-business, because they definitely are. Hour two up next.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio social media accounts. Ho-wah!
Tune in this Saturday morning right here on AM 950 for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show from 7 to 8 a.m. We're discussing how you can grow watermelon in your backyard, as well as what to do with all that zucchini that you soon will be harvesting. Our guest is bird expert Laura Elkerson, and we'll answer your garden questions. That's all this Saturday morning from...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media.